I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. There are now 5.5 weeks until Congress takes its 2-month summer recess. One bill that Senator John Tester had hoped there'd be action on by now still hasn't advanced out of committee. It's the proposed bipartisan fix to the troubled Veterans Choice health care program. Veterans Choice is supposed to make it faster and easier for veterans to get medical appointments in the private sector if VA facilities are too slow or too far away. But both veterans and private sector doctors and clinics remain frustrated with Choice. When we interviewed Senator Tester about the bill he's backing to fix Veterans Choice in March, he said he was hoping it would be out of the Senate and onto the House by Memorial Day. When he stopped by our studios last week, I asked him what happened.
Well, the bill was put together, and the bill is a good bill. I think it's as good a bill as we talked back in March. They tried to put it through by unanimous consent. There were some objections to doing that. And right now, I think the chairman of the committee and the ranking member of the committee are trying to work through the issues of the people who have a hold on unanimous consent offering. I was hoping that we could have actually dealt with this with debate on the floor, because I think it would have went through the floor pretty quickly. But because we aren't spending much time in session in the Senate, time is pretty golden, and we're doing important stuff like the defense authorization and Zika and those kind of things, although we haven't got those done either. But that's the stuff we're debating on the floor. So we're going to continue to try to get this thing through. I think this fix is critically important for our veterans. I think it's critically important for the VA. And from an accountability standpoint, I think it's incredibly important for Congress.
Tell me more about what's the sticking point.
I was told, and this is not confirmed, but I was told that there were 2 or 3 people that stopped the unanimous consent, that blocked it. I do not know what the problems were. I had heard rumors that one person was unhappy because their bill didn't get put as part of the big package, so they were going to stop the whole thing. I had heard that on a couple different issues. I don't know if that's true or not, but oftentimes that's what happens. So I don't really know why, but it is really up to the chairman and the ranking member to go out to the Democrat and the Republican side and find out who's got the blocks on the unanimous consent, find out what they are, and see if there's a way to work through them. If you cannot work through them, then it requires floor time.
Do you see much odds of it getting action in June?
Well, I hope so. I mean, I think it should be a very high priority item. When we rolled off to war in Iraq 15, 16 years ago, they took time to make that decision. I think that we need to take time to make this decision too, because taking care of our vets is part of the cost of war. This won't be the last fixed bill we do to Choice, but it's certainly a giant step as a first step.
Are you hearing anything from the House on how they might perceive it if you're able to get it through in June?
No, I think the goal was if we could get this bill through with a healthy vote in the Senate, that the House would take it up and do it. The House is as unpredictable as the Senate is. So the bottom line is, I think we need to do our work in the Senate. I think the House will continue in that vein. But if we haven't done our work, we can't expect the House to do theirs.
In the meantime, veterans are still trying to use the Choice program. And the VA and the contractor that's running the Choice program have been getting a lot of criticism. Have you seen any improvements? Are things getting better?
Well, they've said that they're going to do some things, okay? They have made some commitments, HealthNet, to put more people in their call center and to embed some people in Fort Harrison and to really help make this program, pay the folks who provide the health services quicker, to make the program work as was intended. I just, in fact, yesterday penned a letter off to HealthNet saying, all right, 2 months ago, you promised these things to happen. Give us a status on where they're at. How many people have you put into your call center? How have wait times gone down? Give us the metrics so that we know that what you said you were going to do, you actually did. So hopefully HealthNet is stepping up. We rattled their chain a lot. Hopefully it'll result in some positive actions for the veterans. But as of today, as we're doing this interview, I can't tell you whether it's improved or not. Our office is still getting a lot of phone calls from veterans.
What about from providers? Have you heard from them whether things are getting better, worse, staying the same?
Have not heard from them. I can tell you that the biggest health care provider in the state of Montana walked away from HealthNet, walked away from Choice because of late payments. And I think there's a lot of smaller providers that have done the same thing. This bill that we just talked about would help fix that, because it would require a 30-day payment time, which is what the standard is. So we've got more work to do, and there's more work than that needs to be done in the VA too. But like I said, you take them one at a time, and this bill that was put together in a bipartisan manner was a great step forward. We just need to get the doggone thing across the finish line, get it signed by the president.
The promise of the Choice Program is that veterans will be able to get in to see a doctor within 30 days.
That's correct.
This being Montana with the shortage of doctors that's here, I don't have a sense that people even with good private insurance can necessarily see a specialist within 30 days if they want to. Is that your sense? And how realistic is it to promise vets in Montana you'll be able to see a specialist within 30 days?
Look, we need more docs in the VA. We need more docs in the private sector. And wait times is a problem in the private sector as it is in the VA. But I think if you give folks enough options, I think those wait times can be reduced. Will they be perfect? Will you be able to make an appointment and get in the next day? Well, in some cases, hopefully that's the case if it's a critical situation. But for the most part, that's not going to happen. But I think it will speed up the amount of time it takes to see a doc with the Choice Program once it is implemented fully.
Democrat John Tester is Montana's senior U.S. Senator. I'm Eric Whitney.